How to Pull and Shape Clay on the Pottery Wheel, Step-by-Step Guide, by Kevin. Mastering the process of pulling clay on the pottery wheel is essential for creating tall, even walls on your ceramic pieces. Whether you're making mugs, vases, or bowls, pulling the clay correctly ensures your walls are straight and uniform. In this SEO-optimized guide, we'll take you through the step-by-step process of pulling clay and shaping your piece, including tips for handling centrifugal force and using the collaring technique. Step-by-step instructions for pulling clay on the pottery wheel. 1. Set the wheel speed. Begin by setting your wheel speed to about halfway. A moderate speed provides enough momentum to keep the clay centered while allowing you to have full control over the pulling process. 2. Hand positioning. Left hand, inside the pot. With your left hand palm facing up, place your middle and fourth fingers together inside the clay piece. Right hand, outside the pot. With your right hand facing the pot, place your middle finger, fourth finger, and thumb together. Slide your thumb slightly back for added control. 3. Start from the bottom. Position your left hand inside the base of the pot and your right hand on the outside. Gently press the clay between your fingers, creating a slight grip on the wall. Pro tip. Your fingers should be aligned, and if the clay were not in between, they would be touching. This allows for even pressure distribution as you pull the clay. 4. Slowly pull up. While applying light pressure, begin to pull the clay upwards. Use your left hand inside the pot to guide the clay up while your right hand supports the outer wall. Key tip. Maintain even pressure and pull slowly. The goal is to lift the clay evenly, creating straight and consistent walls. 5. Control pressure. As you pull, apply slightly more pressure with your right hand, the outer hand. This helps counter the centrifugal force exerted by the spinning wheel and ensures the walls stay straight as you pull the clay upwards. Tip. If you feel the walls thinning too quickly, reduce the pressure slightly and focus on slow, steady movements. 6. Repeat the process. Repeat this pulling process about 5 times or until you reach the desired height for your piece. Each time, aim to pull the walls up higher and thinner while maintaining even pressure on both hands. Collaring the clay for straight walls. If your walls start to flare out, collaring is an essential technique for narrowing them. This helps to straighten the form and achieve a more refined shape. How to collar. With both hands placed around the top of the clay piece, gently press inward while pulling slightly upward. This helps bring the walls back to a straight, vertical position. Collaring ensures your piece has a uniform shape and allows for better control when shaping the final design. Shaping the clay with centrifugal force. Once you've achieved the desired height, begin shaping the piece by gradually pulling the clay outward. Use centrifugal force. As the wheel spins, use the natural force generated by the wheel's rotation to help guide the clay outward. Apply gentle pressure from the inside of the pot to widen the form. Final shaping. Continue to refine the shape by alternating light pressure from both the inside and outside of the pot. Whether you're making a bowl, vase, or pitcher, shaping is a gradual process that relies on balance and control. Common mistakes to avoid when pulling clay. Applying uneven pressure. Inconsistent pressure can lead to uneven walls or cause the clay to collapse. Always maintain a balanced grip with both hands. Overthinning the walls. Pulling too aggressively can make the walls too thin and prone to cracking. Focus on slow, controlled pulls to maintain the thickness. Skipping collaring. If you notice the walls flaring out, don't skip collaring. This technique is crucial for straightening the form and ensuring a polished final piece. Conclusion: Mastering the art of pulling clay. Pulling and shaping clay on the pottery wheel is a fundamental skill for any ceramic artist. By following these step-by-step instructions, you can create well-formed pieces with straight walls and professional quality finishes. Remember to use even pressure, take advantage of centrifugal force, and collar the clay when necessary to maintain control and precision. With practice, you'll be able to pull clay with confidence and craft stunning wheel-thrown pottery. Click here to go to the next step in the process collaring in your piece.